Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 85, season 4. Today's date is December 7th, 2021. And today I will discuss part 3 of the most popular posts on my Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. This will be the last part. Also, two things I will discuss. One is the 1966 TV special, Christmas TV special, excuse me, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and also the 1946 movie, It's a Wonderful Life. The Grinch special celebrates the 55th anniversary, and the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, which was will celebrate the 75th anniversary. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Mr. Coffee. And here is a commercial from 1977 that featured Joe DiMaggio, and it's a Christmas commercial. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
For the special people on your gift list, giving Mr. Coffee is the delicious way to say Merry Christmas. Everyone would love to have Mr. Coffee. It's America's number one coffee maker. Mr. Coffee with Coffee Saver brews delicious coffee fast, and it saves coffee, too. When you give Mr. Coffee for Christmas, every delicious cup will be a reminder of your thoughtfulness for years to come. This Christmas, give Mr. Coffee.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Mr. Coffee that featured Joe DiMaggio. What a wonderful baseball player he was. He played for the New York Yankees from 1936 to 1942, and then I think he served in the war, and then he resumed on 1946 until 1951. And he played one team, just one baseball team, and his number was number 5. His nicknames was Jolting Joe, the Yankee Clipper, and Joe D. He was a wonderful man. He's also not most famous for his baseball or his Mr. Coffee commercials. He was also famous for being married to Marilyn Monroe. So they were only married for about a few years. So that was short-lived. So anyway. And then he died in 1999. He was 84. He was a heavy smoker, so that's a shame, you know. But a lot of people, believe it or not, a lot of people remember him for his commercials for Mr. Coffee rather than his baseball. I thought of it that way. So, okay. All right. Thank you for joining me for this episode. Like I said in the beginning, we'll talk about part 3 of my posts. Most popular posts on Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. And this will cover September, October, November, and December. December's not over yet, but I will discuss the post that's the most popular. And then at the end of the year, I will recap everything for all 12 months. And when we get to December, if it's changed, I will, if the post has changed, depending on the engagements, I will do that. So, but I will tell you about December's most popular post currently. Okay. All right. So, and then later on, we'll talk about the 55th anniversary of How the Grinch Stole Christmas and the 75th anniversary of the 1946 movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Okay. First off, we'll do part 3. Of the popular posts. September was the last Sears store in Chicago, which was located in Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg, Illinois. And that reached 132,900. And when they announced that it was closing in November last month, a lot of people were sad because the one that closed near my house at Chicago Ridge Mall, that closed, I believe, in April. It's still vacant. Sears has been not done well in a long, long time. A lot of people complain about the customer service, which I agree. But it's a shame because it used to be a great store. They had everything, clothes, toys, appliances, diehard batteries, Kenmore appliances, very top-notch quality. You can still buy those online, not at a store, but there were other places that carry them. But the one that was located in Schaumburg, that opened in 1971, which was 50 years ago this year. So according to the news, they will use that space to open something else. I hope so. I hope they do the same thing for Chicago Ridge Mall, you know, that Sears location. I'm hoping. So I posted that photo, and a lot of people loved going there. And I'm surprised it struggled all that time. There was rumors that Sears might open little stores, just based on appliances. They would do that, which is a great idea. I hope they do that. And believe it or not, a few years ago, I bought a vacuum cleaner there. And there was no bags available, you know, to replace it. So I had to go online and search, and believe it or not, Amazon had them. So I had to make sure they were the right vacuum bags. And then, okay, so I placed an order online, and then they shipped it, and it was here. So we got enough. So I know where to look. In the old days, you could just walk around and find a bag or anything, any accessories that you have for Sears. You know, you just go to the store. Can't do that anymore. Not anymore. Okay. Next up is October. And that was when Riverview closed. I think it was October 3rd, 1967. Riverview Park closed, you know, during the summer, like about May or so. But they were planning to have the 67-68 season, but it didn't happen. So the park amusement park closed officially. And then they auctioned off all the rides and all that, which is a shame because maybe they should have went to a museum. Some went to Adventureland, which was located in Addison, Illinois. A few went to Wisconsin, and most of them were dismantled and, you know, chopped down, torn apart. Especially the Bob's roller coaster. That's a shame. And one ride survived, and that was the carousel ride, you know, the merry-go-round, and that's at Six Flags in Georgia, outside of Atlanta. And you can go, if you visit Atlanta, you would go to Six Flags and you would see the carousel. I went to Atlanta about 25 years ago, a long time ago. I didn't know it was there at the time. I wish I knew so I could drive over there and take a look at it. But I went in March. I don't know if it was open. So maybe someday I will visit Atlanta because I like the city. It was... visit CNN headquarters. I went to Margaret Mitchell's house, the author who wrote Gone with the Wind, and also the Coca-Cola Museum. That was a fun place. I like that. And that was a lot of fun. So, and then, you know, River Park closed, and that is one of the most popular topics of my Facebook page and all my social media accounts. People love that. You know, a lot of people, enthusiastics of amusement parks. They love that ride. They miss it. They talk about their experiences with roller coasters, the other rides. And that I've discussed many times on my podcast episodes about Riverview Park. So that's good. And, right now we have Six Flags, Great American, Gurnee. We got that now. Okay. Next up, November. This was unusual. It was just a newspaper ad from the Chicago Tribune, and it was for Polk Brothers. I posted that on day after Thanksgiving, and it's the Christmas season. In the old days at Polk Brothers, you would buy a Polk Brothers Santa or snowman, and that was introduced in the early 60s. And I never owned one. I have a Santa and a snowman in my garage, but they're not from Polk Brothers. They were just, I don't know, probably American Sales store, but looks similar like that. And I knew a lot when I posted that ad. This was from 1961, and you know, it was not cheap back then. They had appliances on sale, but compared to 60 years ago, you know, the prices, that's pretty steep. So that reached about 64,500. Oh, I forgot to mention the Riverview Park one reached 87,800. That's a lot. And so the Polk Brothers ad, like I said before, 64,500 views. It was an engagement. So a lot of people miss the store so much. I miss it too. It closed in 1992. But it had competition with Best Buy and other, like maybe Walmart or other retail stores. And Polk Brothers was famous for their pushy salesmen. You know what? It worked, you know. And whenever you enter the store, they watch you like a hawk and they hover all around you. My family bought a few items there. We still have the refrigerator. We bought it in 1974. It's in the garage. It doesn't work, but it's in there. And we bought a few items. We bought a chair. And according to my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland, from Post, people mentioned all the items they bought from that store. And they still have them to this day, like bedroom furniture, you know, any type of appliance. I'm surprised they're still working at this time. But they were located, the first one was opened on the north side, I think on Central Avenue near Diversey. And it was, and I forgot what it was, I think it was called City something. I forgot, I can't think of the top of my head. But they changed it to Polk Brothers, and the entire family was involved with the business. And the second location, I believe, was opened in 85th Street and Cottage Grove Avenue on the south side. And the one that was, I think, there were more. There was one on 63rd and Kedzie, and then at Fort City Mall on the southwest side, which my mom and dad frequent there to buy things. That's where we bought our first TV, our first color TV. That's where we bought it. And I discussed that on an episode, and I also wrote a story on my blog. Okay. Next up, we have the December. And right now, today's December 7th. So the most popular thing right now, it has 54,300, is a Harmony House Color Tone Electric Rotor Wheel. You plug this in, and if you have a white tree or an aluminum tree, and it would shine multiple colors, excuse me, and it looks real cool. And some people complain because when you left it on too long, it would melt or burn, maybe burn your tree. This product was sold at Sears, but there were other products similar to that from other companies. It was a big hit in the late 50s and early 60s. And, you know, I wish I had something like that. But I never had an aluminum tree. My mother doesn't like it. She likes a green one. Some people like white. Some people like aluminum. Some people like pink. Oh, no. And so far, that's the most popular post. So at the end of the month, we'll see when I do my, when I do the 12 months one. You know, everyone to see which popular posts, I will do a recap. And if Harmony House still change, I will mention that. If it's something different, I will do that as well. Okay. So that's that. That's all for that. Right now, we're going to talk about the two anniversaries. One is How the Grinch Stole Christmas TV special. And that's first aired on December 18th, 1966, 55 years ago this month, and it was based on a 1957 children's book by Dr. Seuss. And it's a story about this grumpy, sour-looking guy who's trying to ruin Christmas for the townsfolk of Whoville. And he lived on, what was the name of it? Yeah, he lived on the No, he didn't live there. Yeah, he just lived on, and he had a dog, Max. He didn't speak, he just barked, and so his plan was trying to ruin Christmas, and then he tried to disguise himself as Santa Claus and Max as a reindeer, and he tried to st he's going to steal all the gifts, decorations, anything that symbolizes Christmas, and he put them all in bags and all that. And I remember when the show aired, I remember all these methods he's trying to steal. And I remember where he used magnets to pull the nails off the stockings. He stole the Christmas trees, stole the food, he even stole the roast beast. And there was a scene where he saw Cindy Lou Who. And the Grinch kind of warmed up to her, and then he realized what he's done. And then he grew hard because his heart was very, very tiny. And during when he's stealing all the items from each household, they play the song, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch." It's all his famous song. Okay. And that was sung by Thurl Ravenscroft, who did the voice of Tony the Tiger on the Frosted Flakes commercial. And of course, the Grinch was Boris Karloff, and he was the narrator of the show. And this show aired every year on CBS on Channel 2 for maybe about 20, 25 years. And then they went to cable, and then but it just aired on Channel 5 at WMAQ this past Saturday. I have a feeling it'll be re-aired then. And it's a classic. I love it. I really do. And it's funny. And I do have a doll. My brother brought a doll of the Grinch, and we hang it every year. My mom despises it. She hates it. I won't go into that, but I love it. It's a beautiful thing. He's so cute. So that's about more about the Grinch. And right now I will talk about It's a Wonderful Life. The movie came out December 20th, 1946, but it was released in Chicago on December 25th, and it made its debut at the theater called the RKO Grand Theater. It was located at 119 North Clark Street in downtown Chicago. And it was first called the Grand Opera House, and it opened in 1880. And then they did a renovation. And then 1910, they called it the Cohen Grand Opera House by George M. Cohen. I think it was a composer. And then they modernized it. And then in 1942, it became a movie house. Before that, it was a opera house. Now it showed films. Then it renamed the RKO Grand Theater, and it remained operating until March 1958, and then they demolished it a month later, and it became the Chicago Civic Center, and then they named it the Daley Center in 1976, right after Mayor Daley died. So if you go downtown, you won't see it. No, you won't see it at all. Anyway, so the movie, when it was first released, it didn't do well in the box office. We don't know why, and but after that, when they showed it on television in the 50s, it didn't take off right away, and it was probably the 70s and 80s, and then it went into public domain. And I remember in the 80s, where I lived in Ashburn, they showed this movie every single TV station. I remember on Channel 11, Channel 20, Channel 50, maybe 32. And it was like they showed it about once a week, I believe. And then it just caught on, and people loved it. And it really did. And then I heard Paramount Studios bought the rights back. And now you can buy it on video. First, it was VHS, Betamax, DVD, and also 4K, Blu-ray, of course. I have it on DVD. But now they show it every year on Channel 5, on WMEQ. They just showed it this past Saturday. So I believe they'll show it again on Christmas Eve. They always have. And that's a tradition if I'm home. Because my family, we open our gifts, and then I record the movie. I just want to see it. I just love it. You know, I don't know what it is. I love to see I love to watch this movie before Christmas Day. And they put it 3 hours, but they put the commercials in it. Okay, and then let's see. The movie starred Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, and also Lionel Barrymore. And let's see, I can't think of okay. We have George Bailey, Jimmy Stewart played George Bailey, and Donna Reed played Mary Hatch, Mary Bailey, when they got married. And then Lionel Barrymore was Mr. Potter. We also have Uncle Billy. We have Clarence. They were played by Thomas Mitchell and Henry Travers. And they had a whole cast of wonderful actors. And believe it or not, this is the funny thing about this movie. My brother pointed this out. There were a lot of actors that used to be in the Three Stooges. They were supporting actors. They were in this movie, believe it or not. I noticed about maybe three or four. And another famous person was in there was Alfalfa from The Little Rascals. He's grown up. Yeah, and he's in the scene where everyone was in the high school gym. And they had a wonderful cast. And there are two favorite scenes I like in this movie. One is where George Bailey visited Mary at her house, and she was expecting from a call from Sam Wainwright, played by Frank Albertson. And, you know, he was a very wealthy guy, you know, but Mary's mother did not approve of George Bailey. And when he arrived at the house, and then her mother was up on the stairs and said, "Mary, who's that?" And Mary said, "It's George Bailey." And then her mother responded, "George Bailey, what do you want?" Real loud. It's funny. And also, when Sam Wainwright called on the phone, long distance, and Mary's mother was listening on the extension, she denied it. But you know, we saw her. She did. Hung up the receiver. And another scene I thought funny was they were building houses, and it was Mr. Martinelli. He owned a bar, and they had a goat in the car. I don't know why. They were going to their new home. I don't know why that was hilarious. I thought it was. There were other classic scenes. One is at the end where George Bailey, you know, they show scenes about when he wasn't born, Bedford Falls turned to Pottersville, and everything turned seedy and grimy and disgusting. Everyone's lives changed, and they didn't know who he was. And at the end, everything turned out fine. And, you know, Clarence showed him the way, and then he's running around in the town, and he's knocking on the bank building where Mr. Potter's office, and he said, "Happy New Year, Mr. Potter," and then Mr. Potter said, "Happy New Year to you too. In jail. Go on home. Your family's waiting for you." I thought it was hilarious. He said, "In jail." oh my God, that guy was terrible. You know what? The only irritating thing about this movie is at the end, I know it was happy, everyone's singing, but I wish they showed where they get even with Mr. Potter, because he took this money, you know, because Uncle Billy inadvertently put it in a newspaper, and then he gave the newspaper to Mr. Potter, and he had all the money from the bank. So but they never got to that. But I think on Saturday Night Live they did something like that, an alternate ending. Okay, but I wish they did that in the movie, but they didn't. Okay, but it's a classic. I love this movie. It's not my favorite Christmas movie. My favorite Christmas movie is Christmas in Connecticut, that starred Barbara Stanwyck. And came out in 1945. I love that movie so much. I might discuss it in a future episode. We'll see if I have time. Okay. That'll be all for today. Thank you for joining me. And this is episode 85, season 4, Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is Pico Stanis. And hopefully you can join me on my next episode, which will be episode 86. Sounds like Maxwell Smart's number. You know, when I'm get smart, probably Saturday. I'll see what I will talk about. Okay. Thank you, everyone. And bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.